It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, and I'm the host of the program, and I'm so glad you joined me for the program today. This week, we're talking about the subject of purpose and destiny, one of my favorite topics. Today, we want to read from Psalm 139, verse 13 and 14. Wonderful passage of Scripture. This is where David said, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." I love Dr. Ben Carson. You know, Ben Carson's story is amazing. He stood in his childhood bedroom staring at the certificate on the wall that proclaimed him to be the worst student in his fifth grade class. His teacher had given this reward to him as a cruel joke, but his mother insisted that he hang it up on the wall, not as a badge of shame, but as a reminder of how far he could go. And at 10 years old, Ben felt stupid. He felt worthless. He was destined for failure. His classmates made fun of him and mocked him about his patched clothes and his stumbling attempts to read. His father had abandoned the family, leaving his mother to work multiple jobs just to keep food on the table. Everything about his circumstances suggested that he was destined for a life of struggle and limitation. But perhaps you know the rest of the story. His mother, Sonia, she saw something much different. And despite having only a third grade education herself, she recognized that her son's mind worked differently, not defectively. And she limited his television time, and she required him to read 2 books a week and write reports on each one. And she praised his curiosity, and she encouraged his questions, even when she didn't even know the answers. And slowly something began to change. Ben discovered that his mind, which seemed so slow in traditional classroom settings, became alive when he could visualize complex problems. And his struggles with reading had actually been developing his ability to think spatially and see patterns that other people were missing. Ben went on to become one of the world's most renowned pediatric neurosurgeons, and separating conjoined twins and pioneering surgical technologies that saved so many lives. That mind that once seemed broken was actually uniquely designed by God and very intricate, with three-dimensional thinking that was required for brain surgery. What changed wasn't Ben's fundamental makeup. It was his understanding of how God had wired him for his specific calling. You know, when David wrote this passage in Psalm 139, he used language that would have been very familiar to anyone who watched a skilled craftsman at work. That Hebrew word for knit, sekak, it was used to describe the intricate weaving of fabric and the careful construction of a shelter. It implied intentionality, artistry, and protective care. God didn't just make you haphazardly or just on an accident. No, he created you. He knit you together in your mother's womb, making your very DNA, putting in gifts and abilities that would be needed for your purpose and your destiny. This isn't the language of mass production, not the language of mass assembly. This is the language of custom design, where every thread is chosen for a specific person. God knit you together in your mother's womb. You're not a generic human being who happened to turn out a certain way. You're a unique creation, individually designed by God for a specific purpose, friend. I love that phrase, fearfully and wonderfully made, because it captured that awe-inspiring complexity of how God created you and the reverent care he took in his unique design for you. He took in the process. It was reverent. It was awe. He said, I was wonderfully made. I was fearfully made. It doesn't mean you should be afraid of how you're made. It means that that process of your creation was wonderful and awesome. It spoke to the miraculous intricacy of how God made us and how He put us together in our mother's womb. Consider what this means to you, friend. Your personality type, it wasn't an accident. God wired you the way you are. Your natural talents, they weren't just random gifts that fell off the production line. They were tools God specifically crafted for the work He had planned for your life. Even the struggles and the weaknesses in your life, they weren't flaws in God's design. They're sometimes the very things that keep you dependent on Him and keep you empathetic towards other people who are struggling with some of the same things. I think about how God made Moses. Now, Moses is one of the greatest figures in all of the Bible. And yet, the way God made him, you would think there was a flaw. The Bible said in Exodus 4:10, Moses told God, I'm slow of speech and tongue. That seemed like a disqualifying character trait or a disqualifying ability for someone who's going to lead millions of people through the wilderness. And yet, God made him where Moses would depend on God. His struggle with public speaking meant that when he did speak powerfully, it was God working in him and not just his human charisma. I think about the Apostle Paul, who in 2 Corinthians 12:7 referred to his thorn in the flesh. This weakness, whatever it was, became the very thing that kept him reliant upon God. Three times he said he prayed for the Lord to take it away. And what did God say? My grace is sufficient for you, and my power, it's made perfect in your weakness. See, my friend, your combination of strengths and weaknesses, it isn't some kind of design flaw God had when He made you. He wasn't having an off day. It was a divine design that God had so that you would depend upon Him. Friend, when you discover your divine wiring, that the way God made you, when you understand how God wired you, then you can realize His plan for your life. He made you with specific gifts, specific abilities, and specific needs that you would have in your life where you would call upon Him. And that's not a deficiency, friend. That's a divine plan. God uses introverts and He uses extroverts. Isn't that amazing? God uses detailed people and He uses the big picture people who are able to just be able to jump and do something without having it all figured out. There's no single personality type that's more spiritual or more useful to God than any other. The key is understanding how your particular temperament might be designed to serve the calling God called you to fulfill in this life. Friend, God wastes nothing in your story. The struggles that you've overcome, the successes that you've achieved, the relationships that you've built, they're all a part of His divine plan. The places you've lived, all these experiences become part of your preparation for what God has planned for your life. We're talking about purpose and destiny this week on Fresh Oil. It's a very important subject. See, someone who's walked through depression might be uniquely equipped to minister to others who are facing mental health challenges. A person who started a successful business might be called to teach entrepreneurship or to use the business principles that he's learned in some nonprofit work. God will use your life experiences, friend, to advance His kingdom. Maybe if you've raised children, God might be preparing you for a calling that involves teaching Sunday school or helping out in a nursery. Even your failures and your mistakes can become qualifications for future ministry. Paul's persecution of Christians Before his conversion, it gave him unique credibility when he would later preach about God's grace and forgiveness. He had firsthand experience about being forgiven of much, and that made him a powerful advocate for God's life-transforming grace and the power of the gospel that he would later preach. Friends, sometimes God will use your passion. He will use the burden that you've been carrying on your heart for his kingdom and your purpose and destiny. What keeps you awake at night? Not with worry, but I mean with excitement and possibilities. What problems in the world make you think someone should do something about that? What kind of conversations make you come alive? Sometimes when someone comes to me and they point out maybe something that's lacking in our church, I say, so is God calling you to do that ministry? Is God calling you to fulfill that need and to make something happen? And then there are times, friend, when it seems like the way God made you doesn't fit the mold of the need that's before you. I think about Gideon. Man, God called him to be a military leader, despite the fact that he was fearful and he came from a weak family. God specifically chose someone who didn't fit the warrior stereotype because God wanted to demonstrate that victory comes through his power and not human strength. Think about David, who, man, his own father overlooked him. He didn't think he was even important enough to be in the meeting when Samuel came to anoint one of his sons king. He overlooked him, and yet God chose the shepherd boy, precisely because he wasn't looking for someone who fit human expectations of what a king should be. Maybe today you feel like your wiring doesn't fit conventional expectations. Maybe you'd say, Pastor Keith, I literally can't see how God could possibly use me in his kingdom. You're just the type of person God is looking for, because that way he can get all the glory. See, many times, friend, God combines our natural talents with our spiritual gifts to create powerful ministry effectiveness. A naturally gifted communicator might receive the spiritual gift of teaching, and they become incredibly effective at explaining biblical truth. Someone with natural empathy, where they can feel the pain of the people around them, and maybe God gives them the spiritual gift of mercy, and they can become a powerful minister to people that are hurting. The key, my friend, is recognizing that both the natural abilities God has given you and your spiritual gifts, they all come from God. And he designed these to work together for the calling that he was going to put on your life. This week on Fresh Oil, we're talking about the subject of purpose and destiny. I want you to know you're not an accident, friend. God created you, and he has a special plan for you in his kingdom. Thank you so much for listening to Fresh Oil today. I want you to walk in grace, and remember, he loves you, friend.
What does it really mean to be in Christ? The Bible declares, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. In his new book, In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You, author and pastor Keith Manley takes you on a powerful journey through Scripture to discover your true identity, security, and destiny in Christ. You'll learn how to live free from condemnation, walk in victory, and rest in the promises of God. Not by striving, but by abiding in him. Whether you're new in the faith or longing for deeper understanding, this book will open your eyes to the life-changing reality of Christ in you.
My new book, In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You, is available now on Amazon.com in paperback, hardcover, or the Kindle ebook. Get your copy today.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and he he makes his mercies new every morning.